Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union. We highly value the adoption of both Fifth Protocol and the Second Amended Protocol reports. It shows a necessary commitment, but also a realistic approach to the most important issues. Poland supports ongoing work and exchange of information on the improvised explosive devices in accordance with the objectives and the purposes of the Convention. IEDs pose humanitarian, development and economic concerns, disrupting social and law order. We would also welcome further discussion on the implementation of international humanitarian law with regard to the mines other than anti-personnel mines. Poland considers that the CCW provides an effective and universal framework to address humanitarian concerns arising from the use of the conventional weapons during armed conflict, while taking into account military and security concerns, as well as to deal with emerging weapons, such as lethal autonomous weapon systems. In our view, further formalization of the discussion on laws would be the right step, including establishing the group of governmental experts. The purpose of this group should be to develop a clearer understanding of the defining characteristics of laws and their current state of development. We also should focus more on their dual-use nature and proliferation risk they can pose. Closer examination of existing and emerging weapon systems may provide useful insights regarding what level of autonomy and human control may be considered acceptable or unacceptable and under which circumstances. I thank you, Madam Chair.